Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my god, this motherfucking sour is too good. I don't even fuck with that other shit. That shit hurts my throat, man. I need that shit that tastes like fucking soap, Joy, Ajax. Shit. Hey yo, this is what I be doing on that. Yo, Orlando Magic warm-up suits and black shacks. 95, younger Bronson on the fast track. To blast cat, now I'm looking past that. I want the cash stack higher than the NASDAQ. I put the work in the downtime, I'm cooking lamb. 1,000 touches in the air like it's a reefer jam. Aretha Jane, you better R-E-S-P-E-C-T me. Or it's the forest where the motherfucking rescue team be. Peking duck and large liver goose carver. Swiss Valley smoke cigar just like a new father. You know the motto, jacket to the knee. I can't help if I'm a fiend. I had to tap into the P, Lord. Spark a seance cause everybody lifted. I'm like the strainer with the fucking powder being sipped it up. This is Queens Day, alleys where the fiends play. Yo, cuff the guests on the construction, take it easy. This is for my people, make a difference till they back hurt. See the beast on the creep, they let the max work. Bitch on the back to do the dippies on the bike. Then loud pipes and rocket levers like a wild Viking. My man who just came home and summer going up. He's up in the alley, sipping valley, fucking growing up. Keep your mind straight, focus on the prize. Are we diving in the skies, blowing smoke into the sky? Yo, Rossinelli the problem, we got the party reeking. Never see us starving, all my people hardly speaking. When it's time, though, we form into a single file. Straight a fucking ball call without hitting a single child. Hop in the Beamer, pigeon popping the Nina. Getting top in the steamer, scoping rocket, a Tina. Hooker, the type of looker, eat the pussy from the back. Take the children to the school, baking cookies, serving packs all day. Know the verbal, it's Oscar winning. You cop a squat to pissing. Only focus on them rocks that glisten. Suppositories in the ass of you. The green feel out with a horse, see how this motherfucking bastard do. Bet the crib that you ain't fucking with this grown man. Ali Honda, 1,000 slap you with a whole hand. Sex is time, herbally a blessed time. Check the rhyme, motherfucker better recognize. This is for my people, make a difference till they back hurt. See the beast on the creep, they let the max work. Bitch on the back to do the dippies on the bike fit. Loud pipes and rocket levers like a wild Viking. My man who just came home and summer going up. He's up in the alley, sipping valley, fucking growing up. Keep your mind straight, focus on the prize. Are we diving in the skies, blowing smoke into the skies? The eyes planted from the origami. I roll the quarter of the water near the border where you ought to find me. The tambourine man pumping while the Tyson burning. Air tech challenge, play court, check balance. Stay endorsing that weak shit. My team spit that mean shit like stepping in some fiend shit. Now you sick to your stomach because you stun it. Work I front it. Another motherfucking jerk in front it. Post pattern. Lonnie do the low fat. I'm flushing motherfucker. Keep a toast about a gold satin. Little doulas on the block. We tell them go stab them. Relieve them of the shoes. It's easier. A dope tag him. Call hard sets and horsies like the freak. This Bronson love a freak bitch dining on that Greek dish. That's the a-hole. All my people able. Cash is out the case and now the judges wanna play ball. This is for my people, make a sales until they back hurt. See the beast on the creep, they let the max work. Bitch on the back to do the dippies on the bike then. Loud pipes and rocket levers like a wild Viking. My man who just came home and summer going up. He's up in the alley, sipping valley, fucking throwing up. Keep your mind straight, focus on the prize. Are we diving in the skies, blowing smoke into the skies?
Welcome to the DJ Black Caesar Friends Show, guys. This is where it all goes down, man. We got a great show planned for you guys tonight. Hope we got everybody listening in. If you guys got any questions you'd like to ask my artist, just press one on your dial pad. I'll see you, man. It's like you're raising your hand in school, guys. So you raise your hand in school, and I'll pick on you, and we'll see if we can get everybody in tonight because we've been having a lot of people tuning in and checking out the show, guys. So it's going to be a wonderful show. I got my man, The Gun. It's done, man. It's done, got a lot going on. Done. You want to come forward and tell what you got going on, my brother? I'm sorry. Can't nobody talk unless I cut their mics off. Hey, I'm sorry, Don. I'm sorry, guys. Let me get the mic. Hey, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry, brothers. Hey, the show automatically cuts your mics off, man. And I'm cutting them all right now. So, John, you're on. What's up, brother? What's up,
John? Yo,
Yo, what up, man? Jazz at the Dime, man. The hottest rapper in the middle, DK.
You know what I mean? And I'm live here on the DJ Black Caesar show. We got a TV show, a weekly TV show we got on the net. It's called the Country Nigga News Station. It's on YouTube. You can type it in, man. It's very funny, very intuitive, very intelligent and just real fun, man. And I got two new singles I just dropped. One's called Hard Day's Work. One is called Let's Do It, featuring Benjamin Duke, man. It's real hot. DJ Black Caesar played the last time, and, you know, we just on here trying to make major moves, and I'm glad to be on the DJ Black Caesar show.
You know what, Dunn? You're a true sportsman, and you got a lot going on, man. We're going to get back to you in just a minute, Dunn. Let me cut my man's mic on. Harold, your mic is going crazy, man. All that feedback.
Hey.
Harold, what's up, Harold?
Hey, man, what's going on, man? Hello?
Hey, dude. Hey, man, are you on those magical brownies again, Harold?
No, man, I'm just taking it easy, man. I remember the day, man. I just don't know why he didn't shout me out, man. I'm one of your friends, man.
Shout out to my brother, the hippie.
Yeah,
he was on a mushroom last time. Now he on the radio this time.
Yeah, man, hey, did you get that package I sent you, man? I sent you that package, Don. Did you get it, man?
Yeah, man, but look, you didn't send no instructions with that, man. I ate one of them brownies, man. I woke up 2 days later, man. The bathtub ran over.
Oh, man.
You got to send some instructions, man. You got to send some instructions, man.
Oh, man, I apologize, man.
I don't think Harold has instructions, man. Hey, Harold, you ain't got no instructions over there, do you?
I just know, man. You got to handle it with care, man. You
got to
take it easy, man. You can't eat like more than one, man.
It did say handle it with care. You did have that on the box.
Yeah, man. Well, cool, man. Glad you got that, man.
Let me introduce Willie, man. Let me get Willie on the phone. Where you at, Willie? The redneck?
I'm right here, see, suffering some problems.
Oh, wow.
Really?
What's wrong with you, brother?
I just came from Dr. Doug, so I have some personality disorders.
Damn, Willie.
Hey, the doctor said you had personality disorders. Was he wrong? Said that? Is he wrong?
I don't think you're wrong. The doctor said I have a personality disorder. Did you hear it?
Did you give him some of the moonshine?
That moonshine may be the problem.
Yeah, you're right, Miss Man. I think that's his problem.
I think he drinks too much personally. I don't know what the hell going on.
Right. Hey, you know what, Miss Man? You're right, man. And you know what? It's kind of bad. Hey, guys, let me introduce some other artists out there right now. I got Antonio Slim on the phone. Free head, Antonio.
Yeah, what's going on, man?
How you doing, brother?
I'm good. Grinding as usual, you know, trying to make it happen.
Okay. Let's see if my man Rashad is out there. Where you at, Rashad? As-salamu alaykum, my man.
Walaikum as-salam, rock my tour lot. What's going on, Black Caesar, man? I'm glad to be here, man. You know, it's my second go around this time around, though.
I hope
I don't have no problems with Willie the Redneck this time, man. You know, I had a lot of problems with him last time, man. I hope you don't give me no shit. I don't want no shit tonight, Willie, man.
I'm going to tell you something. If I tell you something about Clay, don't hold her responsible, because I've got personality disorders, and I'm taking all this goddamn medication over here for it, and I don't know what the hell to do about it.
Well, Rashad, Willie has changed a lot, man. Willie's changed a lot. I will say it about him, man. Let me introduce some other artists out there. Where you at, Young Blake? Clifford, where you at, baby?
Somebody, hey, how you doing, man?
Hey, how you doing, Young Blake?
I'm cool, man. Life's good, guys.
You going out there?
Cool. Hey, check it out, man. What I want everybody to do, I want them to put their phones on mute, except for Young Blizzard. Everybody can use their phones now. Young Blizzard, stay on the phone with us.
Pardon me?
Okay. Okay, I'm still hearing a little interference. Young Blizzard, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, Young Blizzard, I want you to come front and center and tell everybody who you are, man, what you got going on.
Well, I'm a young rapper, singer, entrepreneur. I'm a partner with Glock Investments, and I currently got my own label, Grindhard Music. We just on the rise, man, out here trying to get it. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of projects going on right now. Like, we have a lot of artists. It's me, Stony Vizio, Dark Source, just a lot of artists. We out here, man, just really networking and trying to get ourselves out there, trying to get a lot of staying positive, trying to get a lot of positive energy out there.
Hey, let me ask you a question, buddy. Did you say Die Hard? That's my favorite movie.
I seen the movie. I know what movie you're talking about, but
Willie. He wasn't talking about Die Hard, man.
Hey, man, he's talking about the Die Hard car battery, man. I know what he's talking about, man.
My friends.
I tell you something, boy, I kicked him the dumb I get.
Hey, you know what, guys? I hate to say this, but nobody out there can understand what you cats are saying because everybody's trying to talk over each other. I wish you guys would go one at a time like you're supposed to do. Keep it professional, Willie.
I'm sorry. That's just me doing that. That was me.
Yeah, man, that's what I'm talking about.
Everybody.
Well, check it out, my man, I have my man, Young Blade Blizzard up at the mic talking. He was telling Willie what he was doing. Now, can you say that again, Young Blizzard?
Yep, I gotta hear this.
Huh?
Young Blizzard, can you repeat the last statement you said?
Well, I was just talking about how me and my label, we're just out here trying to really network with a lot of artists. We're young still being coached.
Where exactly are you from?
I'm from Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia. Oh, that's what's up, man. My neck of the woods, mate.
I heard you bring about 100 things back every week. That's what you work for, what you work.
I heard you.
you worth, what you worth. I heard you got popped by the vice, I heard you got 20 by the life, I heard you was pissed on the word on the block, and everything right. That's what you worth, for what you worth, what you worth, for what you worth, what you worth, for what you worth, what you worth, for what you, what you, what you worth, for what you worth, for what you worth, what you worth, what you worth, what you worth, for what you, what you, what you worth, what you, what you worth. The lifestyle I'm living, and they call it illegal. They think I move a lot of weight, cause I'm flipping with Migos. I tell them to mind their business, you ain't been what I've been through. You can say what you want to, you don't know what I'm into. I tell them to hold up, you jabbering, you jibbering, you talking too much on stuff that you don't really know about too much. I'm just making a living, doing shows, handling business, watch that life that I'm missing. Whoa. It's one thing that I already know, I'm the one they always want to talk about, yeah. But you can keep that on the low. Chuck Taylor, that's what you work for, what you work. I heard you was back in the street, I heard you was so nasty. Heard you was bringing about 100 of them things every week. That's what you work for, what you work. I heard you moved out the hood, I heard you was living real good. Heard you bought a new old school mine with a leather in the wood. That's what you work for, what you work. I heard you got popped by the vice, I heard you got 20 by the life. I heard you was listening to the word on the block, and everything right. That's what you work for, what you work. What you work for, what you work. What you work for, what you work. What you work for, what you, what you, what you work. Money, then it's my name that they callin'. That's me, my wrist ain't rocky, my money can't fit in my pocket. You think that that's big ballin', but you really ain't got nothing on me. I'm getting paid in the club, you know we turned up as I put on my shade. We drink it till we go, okay, remember they name. In the morning when we wake up, they come in, they go out, they come in, we kick them out. It's one thing that I already know, I'm the one they always wanna talk about, yeah.
Wide world.
I heard you just hit a lake, got a meek over some of them. Every seven hit them all, got a couple new fit with a brand new fit.
That's what you work for, what you work.
I heard you was back in the street, I heard you was so nasty. Heard you was bringing about 100 of them things that every week.
That's what you work for, what you work.
I heard you moved out the hood, I heard you was living real good. Heard you bought a new old school mine with a leather in the wood.
That's what you work for, what you work.
I heard you got popped by the vice, I heard you got 20 by the life. I heard you was pissed on the word on the block, and everything right.
That's what you work for, what you work. What you work for, what you work. What you work for, what you work. What you work for, what you, what you, what you work for, what you work for, what you work for, what you, what you work for, what you work for, what you, what you, what you work for, what you, what you work for.
Nice, nice, nice. That's my man Chuck Taylor. You heard talking about a lot of different stuff, man. But you heard him. That guy just got a major record deal right there. He's heard across America right now, so you guys check him out. And remember, he's a nerd with the nerd DJs. Also, I want to say hello to MP3 Wax out there. You guys are doing a great job with Chuck Taylor. I just want to throw that out there. My man Chris is over there running that old outfit. Chris, what's up, brother? I know you guys are listening in. And also, I want to say what's up to my man Johnny O and Big F. What's going on, guys? Hey, man, it's all good in the hood, baby. Hey, guys, I want to say what's up to my girl out there, Carla Jones. Carla, how you doing, baby? I know you're listening in. I just want to get those shouts out, and then we get on with the rest of the show. I had to mute you guys' phones out because there was a lot of activities going on in the background. So when I mute you guys back in, you know, it'll be your turn to talk. And I got the Don muted out, too, and I got everybody muted out except for D.C., I mean, Harold and Willie. Willie's on the phone with me, so I can't mute him out. So, anyway, we were talking to young, what was your name, dude, again? I'm sorry. Young Blizzard. Man, I got to remember that, man. I don't know why I can't remember that, man. I think that's a bad word for me, man. I can't ever remember Young Blizzard. I think I'm just going to call you Young. So, Young, what do you got going on right now, man? What kind of projects are you working on? Who's somebody major you've been working with?
I've just been working with my big bro who put me with Glock Investments. We got a lot of projects going on right now. I'm trying to stay within the label Glock Investments.
Okay, I got you, man. I see Stacey Darlene out there. She just said, Blizzard. She let me know what your name is, man. Oh, that's good. Good looking out, Stacey. I appreciate it. Yeah, man. So you're working with your big brother. Is your big brother somebody in the industry? Do we know him?
His name is Johnny Longley. He's CEO of Black Investment.
Oh, yeah. I talked to that brother, man. I didn't know it was your brother. He never told me that. So that's your brother. Okay, your big brother. Okay.
Yeah, man.
So what do you guys got going over at Glock Entertainment, man? What are you guys doing over there?
Man, we just doing a lot of projects, trying to keep a lot of positive energy within the label. We got a lot of new artists, and we're trying to get them situated. Like I'm getting myself situated. We're just trying to be heard, be known, man.
Right. I can dig it, man. Now I know that my man Don Jr. is working with you guys too. So what is Don's part? What is he playing with you guys out there?
Yeah, Don Jr. Big ups to Don Jr. He's been a big help in my success.
Okay. So let me ask you a question, man. How old are you?
I'm 17 years old.
Okay, I got you, man. Is this like your first interview?
Excuse me?
Is this your first interview, sir?
No, sir.
Okay. The reason why I was asking is you sound kind of timid, like you're scared to talk, man. You got to get out there and talk up,
yeah.
Brother. You got to be scared, man.
Yeah.
Don't be scared.
Yeah, I'm new to this.
Man.
I'm new to it.
All right. Hey, you got a couple songs. Well, you got one song on it, but I downloaded like a lot of your songs on SoundCloud, just letting you know that. But you got a song called... Let me go to it right quick, and I'll tell you what it's called. Okay. Got a song called, let's see. She's Cold. What is that song about? And then you got another song called Little Secret. Which one do you want me to play today?
Whichever one you feel like playing. I like both of them. But I think
okay.
Little Secret will be.
Okay, we'll play that one. Somebody's phone is still messing up out there. Let me see. Yeah, that was, okay, I got you. Okay, brother, we're going to play Little Secret then. So can I get a world premiere on that, brother? Can you give me a world premiere on that? This is DJ Black Caesar Friend Show.
This is DJ Black Caesar Show, and this is Young Blizzard. You're tuning in live. This is my single Little Secret.
Yeah, you could be my little secret. Oh, you could be my little secret. We ain't gotta tell nobody. You can be my little secret. We just keep it silent. You can be my little secret. We ain't gotta tell nobody. We ain't gotta tell nobody. Nobody. You can be my little secret, we ain't gotta tell nobody. You can be my little secret, we just keep it silent. You can be my little secret, we ain't gotta tell nobody. Shopping out to eat, baby, everything's on me. We out here shopping right now as you speak. Baby, girl, you never really do. And all I really wanna do is please you, yeah. You're my little secret, and plus you're beautiful. In case you didn't know, I'ma love you, that's for sure. Beat it up from the back, serious, it's a heart attack. And if it's love that we lack, baby, I'm gon' get it back. Say like that, cause you say dang. Mother girl, there ain't nothing. Cause baby, it's you, the one I really want. And you're to my heart, baby, you that close. Hey, the mother girl, they don't mean nothing. Them guys that you've been with, they was frontin'. Now it's time for you to be with a real guy. I'm too fly, ain't no lie. You be my little secret when I tell nobody. Oh, you can be my little secret, ain't gotta tell nobody. can be my little sugar.
You can be my little sugar. You can
be my little sugar.
Young and rich.
You can be my little secret, baby, ain't no need to tell. Cause you already know I'ma do you well. Every night, every hour of the day, baby, you can be my secret as long as you don't say. Baby, I know you can keep your promise, cause baby, I'ma pay you homage when we get in that bed at night. Baby girl, I'ma do you right, the best night of your life. Girl, that's what you finna have, let me get it from the back. Baby girl, straight like that, I'm up to gay nasty. I'ma do it if you ask me. All these other girls trash me. You the one that won't last me. In my life, that's no show. Baby girl, I'm down to go, train to go, that's the show. Let me beat it up, wanna let you know that you my bonnet. And baby, I'm your cloud. You told me from the start that you was down the ride. So all these other guys, yeah, you told them goodbye. And you was down with me. Baby, that's no lie. I want a girl like you. Plus, you beautiful. I would say you cute, but baby, that's more than you. So girl, we gon' keep it cool. Straight like that. Serious as a heart attack. Baby, that's so fat. You can just be.
You can be my little sugar. We ain't gonna tell nobody. You can be my little sugar. We just keep it silent. You can be my little sugar. We ain't gonna tell nobody. My little secret, we ain't gotta tell nobody. You can be my little secret, we just keep it silent. You can be my little secret, we ain't gotta tell nobody. We ain't gotta tell nobody. We ain't gotta tell nobody.
You can be my little secret, we ain't gotta tell nobody. You can be my little secret, we just keep it silent. You can be my little secret, we ain't gotta tell nobody. We ain't gotta tell nobody. We ain't gotta tell nobody. You can be my little secret, we ain't gotta tell nobody.
Wow, that was nice, young Blizzard. I like that. That was hot.
Yep, that was real hot, Caesar. I got some constructive criticism for that song, Dory, even though I like it.
Yeah, go ahead, Willie. What you got?
I got to be real about this song. I like it. Got a nice beat. I like the vibe to it and every damn thing, but there's one thing I want to complain about, and I want you to go. I want to hear the song again, but I want you to tell. I want you to go in the studio and fix it up just a little bit more, put a little bit more emphasis in that music, you know, and that, really your words and everything. You got to put more energy in it, and I'm telling you, man, it'd be more of a banger than what it is already. I'm serious.
Yeah, you know what, Willie? I mean, hey, that's criticism, man. That criticism
yeah.
Giving them is probably legit, man. So I would say the same thing, you know. Hey, that's a good song, man. But the thing, like what Willie is saying, it needs a little bit more to it. Like you need to be really put some your spirit in there. You need to put your vocals in there a lot more, man. Because you're kind of holding back. I can tell too. You're holding back.
Yeah,
you don't want to hold back.
So you gotta sing it. You gotta sing the hell out that goddamn song. Like every time I play my Elvis songs, like stuff, it's like my money, it's like my car. You know what I'm saying? When I play my Elvis music and every damn thing here, I put all the emphasis in my damn words.
Yeah. Young Blizzard,
get crazy, man. So I knew my phone out, man. But yeah, I'm here, man. What's up?
Okay. Well, I want to know what you thought about that song, Harold, because it was
pretty. I'm gonna be honest with you, man. I mean, I think it could be a great hit, man. I think we should put the little brother in one of our studios, man. We got plenty of people we know, man. You know, and I think it could be a real good quality song, man.
Well, you know, I agree with you, Harold, but I don't think it's a studio, man. I think it's just him holding back, you know.
I don't know, man. I think with the right coaching, man, and the right person doing the recording,
right,
I personally like the song, man, but I'm here in Maryland, man, you know, over here in Washington, D.C., man, and, you know, I like the song, man, so, I mean, you know, I'm willing to work, man.
I like the song too, but man, the song is pretty hot. But he just leaves a little bit more energy in there. I think that's what Woody was talking about. Yeah, Miss Man, what you think, Miss Man?
I'm willing to be coached, and I'm willing to work with anybody.
Do what? I'm sorry, we didn't understand. What'd you say?
I said I'm only 17. I'm willing to be coached, and I'm willing to work with everybody. I got a lot to learn.
Hey, you know what, man? You got the right attitude, too, brother. I'm going to tell you that, man.
Yeah, you got the right attitude. I like that.
Yeah, you got a good attitude, brother. You got a good attitude.
I get my damn grandchildren to think like that. My grandchildren
better. The attitude you got is going to take you a long way, partner. Trust me, man. I know. I've been doing this for like 20, over 20-some years, man. And I've seen someone come in. I've seen, hey, man, you got like.
That's right.
Check it out, brother. You got, for instance, like Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy is a good artist. He makes great beats, and his lyrics, they're pretty good. And he does have a conception to do dance songs and stuff like that. But the thing is, Soulja Boy is no singer. So when he starts singing, it's like, wow, man, why'd you do that? You should have just got some else to sing that hook or got some else to sing that part, man. So, you know, some qualities aren't there as far as what you're looking for, what the people are looking for. But your quality is pretty good, man. You just, like you said, you're 17. You got a lot to learn. So maybe you can get with DJ Black Caesar later on after the show, and we'll talk to you, brother, and we can work on some things. I deal with, like, I got booking agents around the world, man. I deal with one in particular, DC Productions out of Maryland, Washington, D.C., and that's a good friend of mine. So we do a lot of stuff together, and we can really help you out and help your career out, man. Just let you know.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir. Okay, can you give your social networks real quick so everybody can hear them so we can go check you out online? I know your SoundCloud because I went there and got some of your music off of it. But can you let everybody else know what you got going as far as your social networks?
Yeah, you can check me out on Twitter, at Boy Blizzard, and my Facebook. You can search Young Blizzard, and I'm on SoundCloud at Young Blizzard.
Just do me a favor, Caesar.
Yeah, what's up, ma'am?
I gotta talk to him like I talked to my grandchildren. If you're proud of something you done, you gotta speak up a little bit better than that, see? It's just a little constructive criticism coming from, you know. Just look at me as your grandma. I'm just gonna tell you, I ain't gonna tell you nothing wrong, baby. Just talk excited. This your song. This your night. This your damn interview.
Yeah, and you got a lot of people listening to you also, Young Blizzard, so... Miss Ma'am, hey, thank you, Miss Ma'am, for that. What you just said, man, because that is pretty good. But yeah, man, can you say your social networks one more time? Give it some power, man. Put your voice into it, man. Put your everything in there, man. Let's go. Come on, let's go.
Yeah, you can check me out on Facebook at Young Blizzard. I'm on Twitter at Boy Blizzard, and I'm on SoundCloud at Young Blizzard. I'm also on Twitter. Tumblr at Young Blizzard.
That's what's up. That was a little bit more power, man. You sounded great, man.
I'm mainly on my Facebook. You can catch me on Facebook.
Thank you, brother. What's your Facebook URL, man? I'm sorry.
It's facebook.com/YoungBlizzard.
Okay. That's what's up.
But
okay.
I'm also on Glock Investments has a Facebook too. I'm mainly on there. You can check us out. Our Facebook page,
right.
GlockInvestments.com.
Hey, guys, check it out. If you ever want to get in touch with DJ Black Caesar, I'm going to throw this number out there for everybody to listen to. These are recorded shows, so you can get with me. If you want somebody to get with you and help you to coach your career, I can get with you and tell you a little bit what you need to do, what you don't need to do, what you need to say for an interview, what you don't need to say for an interview. I got this cat, Capital, Capital A that I'm working with right now, and I just told Capital A, I said, dude, you do great interviews, but me and you need to talk. We need to go over some of the stuff, questions before you do an interview, and basically it's for your fans, man. You don't want to sound like you don't really know what you want to say. So I'm going to say this to Young Blizzard. You did a great job, young man. You're 17 years old, and you're on your way to being a superstar, brother, and I dig your music, man. And I did, you know what?
Thanks.
I went to your SoundCloud, and I was just sitting there listening to some of the songs you got, and you deal with, like, a lot of artists. What are those other artists you deal with? Are they with your group?
Most of them artists are with Glock Investments, but they're under, like, They're like friends of mine.
Okay, okay. You had some girls.
So we're all like
you
exactly.
Girls on. You had some girls on there. Do you remember the song I'm talking about? It had two girls on it.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, you probably don't remember. You got so many songs on your page, man. I was checking it out. It's like, dang. But you got a lot of songs going on. So, brother, don't worry about that. What we'll do is I'm going to give my number out to everybody so you guys can hear it one time. I'm going to give it out one time, so listen closely. It's 662-995-0679. Again, that number is, I said it one time. Well, hey, you know what? I'm a DJ. You got to repeat yourself. So I'm going to say it one more time for the people that didn't hear me in the background. I see you guys back there. 662-995-0679. Get at me, and we'll help you get your career started. We'll help you get everything set up the right way. We'll get your website set up. We'll get your, basically, we'll get everything set up for you guys. Also, we'll throw some interviews in there. I think I got a promo package. I'm not going to tell you guys what it is now, but I know there's about 5 or 6 interviews involved with it. So, guys, get with me, and I'll let you know what's going on. And also, if you want to get with me, if you want to send me some free music, some loose music to get on my radio station, then you can send it to DJ Black Caesar, DJ Black Caesar, Caesar spelled C-E-Z-A, @gmail.com. That's it, DJ Black Caesar @gmail.com. Thanks, guys, for that. And I want to thank my man Young Blizzard for coming to the show tonight. You did a wonderful job.
Thank you very much. You did a wonderful job. Hey, I'm going to say something to you, Young Blizzard. I know you're cold and everything in that damn blizzard out there. And if you ever need some coat, some blankets, whatever, you just let me know. But at the same time, I want to say this for you, tell you real quick, though. Your next interview, you can't be freezing up like that. You can't let nobody know you're caught up in a blizzard like that. You got to play it cool. You know what I'm saying, buddy?
Yes, sir. I understand.
Hey, Willie, thanks a lot, Willie. We appreciate it.
I appreciate y'all.
I like your music, buddy.
Wow.
Listen, you need to come back, though. I'm serious. You need to come back, check us out and everything. I want to hear some of that other music.
Hey, Blizzard, you're right. He's right, man. You need to come back one day, man, so we can get you for a full interview. Because right now we're going to get on to our other interviews. We got we still got 2 more interviews to get in with Rashid and my man, who is that, Antonio Slim. We still got to get those guys. Antonio Slim's not like Jay-Z guys. So I hope you guys stay tuned for what we got in plan. I got a lot of big things planned. This guy is like an artist out there that's crazy skills. So check him out. They're coming up next. So, Young Blizzard, I appreciate you coming by tonight, man, and speaking your game, man, putting yourself out there. And you know what? You got some criticism from some major players right now in the game. So you did good, man. Take care, and we'll talk to you later, all right?
You too. Thank you.
Yes, sir. No problem.
God bless.
Okay, guys, let's go into our next interview. Our next interview will be Antonio Slim. Antonio Slim, let me cut your mic on right quick. Let me find out which mic it is. Oh, your mic's already cut on.
Hello?
Yeah, what's up, Antonio?
Yeah, what's going on, man?
Hey, man. Hey, now, I want you to be front and center. I want you to be loud as heck because you are a real artist, so tell us what you got going on, my brother.
I mean, right now, I'm promoting my new single, Boy Shorts. You know, it's on audiomac.com. Go grab it off of there. My debut EP, Downtown Story, drops November 19th. Also, I'm gearing up to work with DJ Static Select. I don't know if y'all are familiar with him. He's out of Boston. Pretty much, man, just hitting the road grinding, man, trying to do numbers. And I've been rhyming for a while.
Tough.
You know what I mean? I can tell you, I've been seen some shit in this game, but you know, so I just said, you know, fuck the majors right now. I'm gonna go indie and handle my business.
Right. And you know what, brother? You said the exact thing, man, because that's basically what I think. I think, hey, you know what? If you're doing all this, you need to go ahead and get paid for yourself and not pay anybody else or as far as the majors out here, because they're gonna get a big percentage. You gotta pay your lawyers and your agents and all that stuff. So I think if you go independent, you'll see what's going on. You know the ropes and. You know what? You can stay independent, man, because Cameron's doing it. He's been doing it for years, man, and he's doing good.
At the end of the day, because it's like, you know, nowadays in this game, the industry isn't what it was 20 years ago, you know, when you could run up in a label and they could drop 1 million bars and they'd be like, oh, shit, sign right here. or you walk into a label and you can sing, and they be like, okay, sign right here. The game has changed a lot. I think the internet age really changed the industry in a lot of ways. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, and it's like a lot of artists that really you had to learn to navigate. Either you learn or you fall. And, you know, and even with having the internet presence, you still want to be seen in the streets. You don't want to be somebody who just lives behind a computer. You know what I'm talking about?
Right. So, right.
So it's just as much as you in the street. If you want the internet, you know, tweeting, make sure you in the streets also, handing your music out and you networking, you talking with people or whatever.
Right, right, right. You're absolutely right, man. You're right. You're right about it. I will say that because you know what? If you, hey, man, look, check it out, brother. Tell me something because I want to get down. I want to get through with this, man. I want to really get into it with you because you got a lot of great music. I couldn't get it all on the show tonight. I only got two songs on the show. But tell me, I mean, dude, you got a unique style, man. I mean, but you do sound like somebody else. Can you tell us who that person is? Because I know you do because a lot of people know.
But I'm gonna go ahead and clear that up for the record because I know what you're about to say. I sound like me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you want to go off of maybe cadence, whatever, I mean, I can't help the voice I was given. I mean, you know, but as far as my style is mine, yeah, I was influenced by Nas, definitely Nas. I'm influenced by Jay, influenced by Black Thought of the Root, Scarface, a lot of artists. It just so happens that that style has that 90s feel to it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I can't help how my voice sounds. I mean, some people say my voice sounds like Jay-Z's, but end of the day, I'm not Jay-Z. Clearly, my bank account says I'm not Jay-Z. Nor do I want to be Jay-Z. I am Antonio Slim, and that's it.
I got you, Antonio. I didn't mean for you to bite my head off.
It wasn't really because a lot of times, you know, you have a lot of artists. You know, I'm not going to say any names, no name, no blame. But it's a lot of artists who mimic other artists. As we talked about before, how like with when Soulja Boy was out, Soulja Boy first blew up with, you know, Crank That. You know what I mean? And how he had that record. And the record took off, blew up, took off. That was his lane. And then when he had that Crank That Soulja Boy, you seen like a Crank That Batman, Crank That Spider. It was a whole bunch of bullshit, you know, no disrespect. But, you know, but then they fell off because they were trying to copy somebody else. You know what I'm saying? I mean, everyone's influenced by somebody. You know,
it
just so happens that by chance, you know, I have a very nasally, straight monotone voice, you know, when I talk. And, you know, when I hop in the booth, I picked up an octave. It just so happens how it comes out. But I ain't thinking of disrespect by it. I just wanted to clear it up so I ain't want people to run around here thinking that that's what I'm trying to be like. Because at the end of the day, I want to carve my own lane. Sort of like how, you know,
I got you.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like how when Jordan was out and, you know, people compare LeBron to Jordan, LeBron didn't want that shit. He wants to be LeBron.
Everybody wants to be like Mike, man.
Give me Mike money. I don't want to be Mike.
Mike had a lot of things going on, man, anyway. But, hey, you know, that's another story.
Give me his ex-wife. Don't give me duck. I tell you what, just give me Mike's ex-wife, damn it. I won't Juanita.
Wow.
You know what? Juanita got to pay, but I'll take Juanita. I'm right along with you, bro. I'll take Juanita, too, but she got bread.
Wow.
I'll be her little cub. She be my cougar. It's all good.
Yeah, I hear you, man. Well, look, brother, I want to get into one of your songs real quick because I want the rest of the world to hear what I'm saying because – You do sound like Jay-Z a lot, man. You really do, but you're not trying to sound like him. I can dig that, but you do anyway, man. So you do understand why people say that. But we're going to get to one of your songs, man. You got a song called, Boy Shorts. We're going to get to that song.
All right.
You want to tell us a little bit about that song?
Boy Shorts pretty much is a record I did for the Honeys. I mean, as I was doing my EP, you know, Downtown Story, dropping them on 19th. Free promo. But anyway, as I was making the EP, I really had wrecked my brain on it. And I was like, I got all these banging-ass tracks. And I was telling my man, T.S., I'm like, we ain't got no single.
Yeah.
He's like, we need a single. So we had No Love, which, you know what I'm saying, but we had sample clearance issues with that record. And there's a story behind that record also. But anyway,
okay.
My man in Richmond sent me the track. And there's a story behind the record. Actually, he sent me the record. I was watching the porn.
Which one was it?
Be real, though. I was watching, and I listened to the beat, and I was looking at, you know, Kitten. It's my favorite, you know, and she was dead. And I was like, and she had on some purple boy shorts. And I was like, I should make a song about boy shorts. And I just started playing around with the track. And, you know, and that's what came out. And then I had my label mate, you know, Sweetie. She hopped on the third verse, and she did her thing. And that's the first single. And right now, it's getting a little bit of, you know, getting a little bit of spin. We still pushing the record. So, you know, we'll see where it takes me.
Okay.
I'm going to put on my boy shorts.
What now? I won't recommend you wear none.
That's all good.
Hey, Granny, don't put your boy shorts on, because it's not going to be boy shorts anymore. You're gonna change the whole name of it. It'll be a different song.
Nah, don't do it.
Harold, where you at? Harold just ain't talking no more, man. Harold, hold on, man.
Chill out, man. I'm here, man. I'm just, like, taking it easy, man. I just crushed a whole 2 liter of soda, man. What's going on, man? What are you guys doing,
man? Hey, look. Check it out, Harold. I'm going to play a song for you, Harold. I'm going to play a song for you, man. You tell me if this guy sounds like Jay-Z or not at the end of the day. I want Willie to tell me the same thing. Willie, you know who Jay-Z is, right?
I know about smoking J's, man. Is that what you said? Or you said Jay-Z?
Hey, Willie, when I ask you a question, man, be quick about it, all right?
I just want to know, is that a basketball player or something? You said something about Michael Jordan. I know who Michael Jordan is and all that, and LeBron and all of them. I'm trying to figure.
Where's this guy from, man? Where's he from?
Hey, Antonio, where are you from, brother?
I'm from Fayetteville, North Carolina. North Carolina. Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Oh, well, man. Yeah, man. That's a lot of good stuff out there, man.
Yeah, we got, I mean, right
hey,
now.
Hey,
we
got Moonshot up there, was,
hey, you guys are in for a treat right now, man. I'm telling you, man. This guy blew my mind. I listened to his whole mix CD. Hey, he has a mix CD online, too. Hey, dude, you want to tell him where your mix CD at, brother? Antonio.
Oh, wow, man.
Man.
Is he there or what?
Yeah, he's there, man. So, hold on for one second. Maybe he's trying to get his man together. I don't know.
Where is he, man? What's going on, man? I'm getting confused, man.
Antonio.
Yeah, what up?
Where, man? This is crazy, man.
Harold, are you good? Are you good, Harold?
Oh, man, I just took a break, man. I'm good, man. What's up, man?
Hey, let me ask you a question, Harold. How are you coughing off brownies? That's what you said you were doing earlier.
I'm not doing the magical brownies now, man. I'm just, like, sitting back relaxing, man. I'm watching reruns on Nickelodeon of Mork and Mindy, man. But what are you guys talking about, man?
He's just crazy as hell.
Hey, we're on the radio. Yeah, you're right, Mr.
Man. Oh, wow, man. Are we live on the radio? Are we on the radio, man?
Yeah, dude, we're on the radio, man. We've been on the radio probably for almost an hour right now.
Hey, man, your show comes out in
your
ass.
Wow.
Whoa,
hey,
man.
Antonio. Okay, thank you, Miss Ma'am. We appreciate you all, ma'am. Antonio, I was asking you, I forgot what I was asking you now, man. Damn. Okay, let's go on to this song here. Antonio, give me a world premiere on this song, brother.
Word up. This is Antonio Slim. This is my new record, Boy Shorts, off my EP, Downtown Story. All right, go ahead and run that shit.
Yo, smile like Nia, ass like the sex to paint the scene clearly. She moves so erratic, baby girl got it. Sex in her eyes so hard to tell her stop it. Niggas wanna trick, hit her with a Louis bag. One night scandal, run to his friends and brag. Nah, she is trying to have a good time. Coconut pinnacle, splash her lime. Yup, she is down so fine, she is 10. Rockin' that shit, let the dream begin. And those jeans looking genuine. Yeah, I'm back on the ass, I can't even find a punchline to describe it though. Feeling like coming on B-track number 3, yeah, ma, let's go. She in my ear talking about Vicky's Secret. I said, keep it, I want what's beneath it. Yo, I can make a song about bitches wearing boy shorts. Lay in my king size, let me tell you my thoughts. What you sipping on? We can get it popping, get the cameras rolling, the whole world's watching.
And you should make a song about me and my boy shorts. That side look mean and my boy shorts. We can get it popping, have a little fun and private. Put it on the screen so the whole world can watch it.
Yo, all eyes on her. Nah, she ain't pocketing them red undergarments. Make a nigga jaw drop. Yeah, I'm about to have a heart attack. That red fox shit, nah, mom, bring it back. If this was Magic City, I'd be in love with you. Spend my whole paycheck on a stripper, no. I'm joking, let me make it clear. Your sexiness is a weapon, that's murder there. So go on at me to your body count. I ain't gotta ask, no, it's a high amount. Cause you killing them all, so fabulous. I ain't Cisco, I know I can handle miss. Make a nigga yell loud, have mercy. She on my body like polo, you heard me? So go and open up a door to your candy shop and drop that dun-dun while I just watch. Yo, I can make a song about bitches wearing boy shorts. Lay in my king size, let me tell you my thoughts. What you sipping on? We can get it popping, get the cameras rolling, the whole world's watching.
And you should make a song about me and my boy shorts. That side look mean and my boy shorts. We can get it popping, have a little fun and private. Put it on the screen so the whole world can watch it. Got a fat ass with a thin ass waist. Face like a model when in lingerie. I be telling all of those big gay secrets. Like my size small, watch how big his dick get. With my heels all on the bed, standing over his head like a damn performance. Boy shorts and thong, no grandma panties. Got his pants sweating like he ain't got no manners. Matching, brought a drop, see it, now you don't. Make his penis hard to lift like I'm a magician. Camera ready, action, and keep the lights on. Cause I like it when you watch him, but keep your fucking mouth shut. Oh, I got him going, bro. Toasted his dough. And it's all because I put on a fucking pair of boy shorts.
Yo, I should make a song about bitches wearing boy shorts. Lay in my king size, let me tell you my thoughts. What you sipping on? We can get it popping, get the cameras rolling, the whole world's watching.
And you should make a song about me and my boy shorts. That side look mean and my boy shorts. We can get it popping, have a little fun and private. Put it on the screen so the whole world can watch it.
Okay, I got a question for Harold. I got a question for Harold the Hippie. Where you at, Harold? Okay, I'm going to say it one more time. Where you at, Harold?
Hey, man, I'm right here, man. What's going on?
Hey, Harold, did you just hear that song right there?
Hello?
Wow, man. I just asked you a question, Harold. I just asked
man,
you to hear that.
Question.
Hey, Willie, would you shut the hell up, man? Shut the hell up, Harold. Shut the hell up, Willie. I'm asking Harold a question. Wait your turn. Wait your turn, redneck. Wait your turn.
Goddamn bastards.
Okay. Okay, Willie. I mean, man. Harold, I was asking you a question, Harold.
No, I'm ready.
Okay, I'm on.
All right, man, I'm here, man. Talk to me.
Hey. Damn, dude, I just said it like twice. What are you not listening to? Those brownies got your head messed up like that?
Yeah, man. It's like, okay, well, in my opinion, man, this guy actually sounds like the 2013 version of Sir Mix-a-Lot, man, from Washington State, man.
Okay.
Nah, I know like that.
Where you at? Wait, Don. Where you at, Don? The Don, are you there? Well, I can't seem to get anybody on the phone that I'm calling out here. It's really crazy. I got his phone on mute. I'm sorry. The Don, are you there?
Damn, Black Seas, you took my mic off, did you?
Damn, dude, I'm sorry, brother. I thought your number was 863, man. I'm sorry about that, 747478. I'm sorry, brother. Don, you just heard that song, right?
Yeah, I just heard that song.
Okay.
I think it put me in the mind of Jay-Z, but it also put me in the mind of Sky Zoo.
Yeah, from the cat, it's like a talk show.
Have you ever heard of Sky Zoo? You said
Sky
Zoo?
Oh, yeah,
like Sky
Zoo.
Nope.
My man. I know Sky. Yeah, that's my man. I know him.
Yeah. Y'all sound similar, man. You sound like Sky Zoo. But, I mean, I like that type of, you know what I mean, up north hip-hop, you know what I mean? That ain't really what, you know,
the
mainstream hip-hop want. But, you know what I mean? But I like it, you know what I mean? So, you know what I'm saying? I know you're an accomplished musician and you got your own fans or whatever. So, one thing I can tell you, dude, just keep doing it, man, because, shit, you know, hey, you got your own niche, you got your own fan base, you know what I'm saying? Of course, you sound a little bit like Jay-Z, but most of you sound like Sky Zoo to me. So, I mean, you know what I mean? So, but that's your man, so y'all in the same clique, so that's all good.
He runs with Nice, you know, and I kind of have a couple of, you know, for me knowing, you know, Big Pool, little brother, we kind of got a couple of ties. We've crossed paths a couple of times, so, yeah, I know Scott pretty decent.
Yeah, you sound like Scott, but, man, but other than that, man, it sounds pretty straight, though. What you say, that song, Boy Show, you had the shot on that rapping?
Yeah, I mean,
who's the chick on that? Who the chick on that rapping?
Her name is Sweetie.
Goddamn Lyra.
Goddamn, Willie, man. Willie, you drunk as hell.
Sorry about this, goddamn. This goddamn beer or something else like this. I mean,
Willie Beckman is fighting on the phone. What the hell?
Willie is a dirty, low down redneck, man. That's what he is. He represents that to the fullest. So.
Yep. Better see me over yonder.
I hear you, brother. You're absolutely right. Miss Man, where you at?
Miss Man. I don't see why the hell you have on this damn show.
Miss Man.
Yes, I
was asking you a question. What do you think about that song? And who you put
in mind? He put me in the mind of Jay-Z. He put me in mind of Jay-Z and kind of put me in the mind of, let's see, what's that boy name?
Don't say K. Reno.
No, I know K. Reno. I don't know who the hell that is anyway. Oh, yeah, I know K. Reno. But I ain't talking about him. You know, I'm talking about somebody else. He kind of put me in the mind of a Dash when he hit it for Dog Pound.
Dash?
You know,
wow, I've never...
Dash from Jay-Z put together.
I'll
have to say no, he doesn't. He doesn't sound... He doesn't Yeah, that chick's like 200 years old, man. She's having problems with her ears.
I would that's actually a compliment because I actually like the Dog Pound and I grew up during that era listening to
Dog Pound.
So like I said, I actually Dad's a dope producer. Dad's is very slept on as a producer as well. Like I don't know why niggas like he didn't do half of all the dopest tracks on All Eyes on Me. So yeah,
let me ask you one thing, man. What do you think? Why do you think that like East Coast hip hop is not at the forefront anymore?
You know what happened to me is I would say with the reason with East Coast hip hop. Actually, if you want to be technical, to an extent, it is. It's like the game has changed to where artists at one point. Artists had their own sound. Like, you could listen to an artist and you could tell where they were from. Like, you knew when you heard, you know, Dre and you heard Snoop and N.W.A., you knew they were from Cali. When you heard Ghetto Boys and you heard Big Mike and Tila, you knew they were from the South. Or when you heard Luke, that's where he was from. And you knew when you heard and Big. The thing, and what happened is, man, the game has changed. I mean, it got to a point to where I'm going to say the change really happened around the point when the South started really taking over and hip-hop became more corporate. When hip-hop became corporate and the South started winning, you had a lot of artists who felt they had to fit that sound. Hold on, y'all.
Right. That nigga tell us to hold on.
Oh, he's done too about that.
Yeah. That nigga said, hold on.
The
Black Season. Did he just say season?
They had to fit that sound. So it's like, so a lot of artists nowadays, they're not really, and you have a lot of cats now who are the younger generation, they grew up at a point where hip-hop was, but no one had no particular sound. So that's why you have cats like A$AP Rocky who sound like he grew up on South music. Hold on.
A$AP Rocky, I think A$AP Rocky is bisexual.
What?
Wow.
Okay, hey guys, we're not gonna go there. We're not gonna go there. But
we're not gonna talk about them
because that guy's gonna be on this show one day. So we're not gonna discuss.
Hey,
Willie, what do you want? What do you want, Willie?
Did somebody just accuse you of buying sex, Caesar?
Okay, guys, check it out. Hey, man, Antonio.
Yeah.
Can you introduce this next song, man, No Love?
Okay. The next single is No Love, and this is produced by my man, Jay Pilot. This was supposed to be the first single off of the EP, but the sample is a Gladys Knight sample from And This Is Love, and, you know, they tried to. The record was getting played in, like, UK and France and Kenya and Canada. But when we came time to clear the sample, it kind of hit me over the head with it. So I was like, man, fuck. But, you know, this is a dope record, you know, and it's opened a lot of doors. So, I mean, y'all want to run it, go ahead and run it.
What?
Okay, brother. Can I get a world from here on in? DJ Black, the French show.
No, I'm saying, yeah, go ahead and, yeah, it's Antonio Slim, new song, No Love. Just go ahead and play it. Let it rock.
Jay Pilot on the track. How's everybody doing tonight? Everybody good? Cool. I just welcome y'all niggas to Downtown Story. Antonio Slim definitely in the building. Hip hop is back. Buckle up. Let's go. Started late night scrambling with fiends who was rambling, trying to get their hands on the grams I was handling. Gambling, youngin' put his life on the line for the goddamn dollar sign. Fuck it, I'll take mine. You now rocking with a sick genius. I'm going parks with a number two. Niggas gotta see this picture that I made. You can put it in your living room or hallway. Nigga, I does this all day. The joy, the pain, the fire and rain. Still looking for sunshine in my cloudy brain. Fuck it, $1 million. Dreams with a priceless flow. Niggas is Ray Charles, no C in Antonio. Autobiographical, that's something most can't do. That's why I gotta laugh now, saying that they bangers too.
What?
From your hood back to motherfucking Vietnam. Once again, it's on, nigga, I'm gone. Come on.
And this is
and one in the dirt. Mama hoping that a praying will work. I don't think so. Won't be happy till my homies get their cases dropped. Lamping with the bad bitches. Ace of spades, bottles pop. Money passed straight. And we ain't listening to niggas needing band-aids. All they do is bleed hate. They don't want to see me win. Cause if I hit my number, it's game over. No stopping him. And if I'm stuck on the bottom and they not, and they still lose. Chris Brown shit,
go
nigga,
ahead,
run it. Go ahead, give up the jewels. Fuck what you thought it was. This is that shit. Fucking five mics, double XL, straight classic. So put your bets on the man right here. My words burning your chest like six shots to Everclear. Me against the world and I'm playing to win. Nigga, loser's not an option. So let's get it, come on.
And this is
radio.
bitches that raw, damn shame, they don't make them like bitch no more. My motto, chase money, not hoes, hoes chase sacks, flood them out, rhymes, you hear me shit, let them chase sacks. Nothing to lose and playing the game, I rot lames trying to hop in my lane, they gon' think it's a game. Today's lunch being served through a feeding tube, talking through the wire like that Shytown producer dude, I do this for a reason. It kept the kid locked down for so long, nigga, I ain't leaving. Left him laying in a casket. Linen suited up, all black hearse when I ride through downtown. So tell them niggas that the real is back and put the bullshit straight to the back. I'm from a different world like Kadeem. Nobody flows hard as sun. Slim to none, y'all sit it down one. Bitch.
Okay, you guys heard it right there.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hey, Caesar, it's your cousin, Rakim, my man. Oh, my God.
Yeah, what's up, Rakim?
Yo, check it out, man. I had to come
shout
on.
Out to my artist.
I couldn't help but hear the show, man.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Hey, who is this kid, man?
Antonio Slim.
Antonio, listen, my man, that's a classic there, but I love that song, man. That's a classic. I'm going to tell you, man.
Appreciate
you listen to that, man.
Shout out to my
back. Let's take you way back. Listen, you from North Carolina, man. You from the South, man. You sound more
right.
East Coast than niggas in New York. I'm serious.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, man. To me, it's like, you know, I grew up on hip hop. Like I really lived in North Carolina. We really didn't have like how other places had their own, like how Georgia had Outkast, they had Bass Boy,
Superstar
Now.
Oh, y'all had
yeah,
Petey Pablo, right?
Who?
Petey Pablo.
Yeah, no, we had a little brother.
Yeah, but before little brother, y'all had, don't do Petey Pablo like that. Before little brother, y'all had Petey Pablo, yes?
I mean, yes, we did, and I'm gonna say this. I was really being funny, but I mean, Petey opened the door for us, but I felt like a better representation. I mean, cause even before Petey Pablo, we had Mad Skill.
Shout out to my big homie, Superstar 9000.
Oh, but that's sorry, my man in the background. But nah, but you know, we had Mad Skills. He was from Fayetteville. He's a ghostwriter for Timbaland, a whole bunch of other cats. But we
I
had
thought
California.
He was from Virginia. He's from North Carolina.
That nigga went to Westover. But anyway,
okay.
But nah, but we've had cats, and you know, Petey was the first one to really make it mainstream. You know, but I think it wasn't a clear representation of what North Carolina is. Because to me, I'm gonna go ahead and say it now. No disrespect to anybody else in the South. I think North Carolina got the best fitters in the South.
Yo. What up, nigga? What up?
Oh, Butterfly, what up, nigga?
What up, DJ Butterfly? I'm checking in with some of my nigga homie out here and shit, nigga. Yo, I'm breaking your fucking records. What's up, Black Caesar? What up, baby?
What's going on, dog? How you doing, man?
Hey, you got my nigga Antonio Slim, so I'm calling to support my nigga. Of course, I support you and everything you doing. That nigga Antonio Slim out here killing it out here in Atlanta, man. So, besides North Carolina shit, I'm out here pushing that nigga records. That nigga really doing what he need to do out here in Atlanta. So, man, salute.
Butterrock, thanks for calling in, brother. Thanks for calling in, man. That's what's
I love you, Black Caesar, man. You're doing your thing, man. I love the show, man. I love the show. I support you, bro.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
Hey, Caesar.
Yeah, what's up, dog? Yeah, what's up, man?
This your boy, Paperboy Rail, man. I'm shouting out Nerve DJs, the DJs that got the nerve to break your tracks, not your stacks. Let's get it.
Yo, what's up, Butterrock in the house, man? I gotta give it to my man, Butterrock. That's a legend right there, guys. If you don't know who he is, that's a nerve DJ right there. He got a lot of pull over there with nerve DJs, but he'll tell you different. He'll say, oh, no, I don't. Yeah, that brother has a lot of pull, so. Anyway.
Hey, Caesar.
Yeah, what's up?
What's up, Willie?
What the hell is going on,
Willie? I'm going to tell you something. Don't you ever, goddammit, ignore me when I'm talking to you, goddammit. You're a low-down son of a bitch.
That niggas are crazy.
Wow, wow, wow.
Hey, man. Why'd you cut my mic off?
Do what?
My mic's been cut off, man, for like 45 minutes, man.
No, your mic has not been cut off, brother. I haven't touched your mic. Your mic has been off.
Oh, man, we're going to talk about this
off.
One, man. Yeah, man, you're not tripping, man.
Hey, you need to put the hose down from the hookah, brother. You're stone right now.
Yeah,
go back to
sleep.
Yeah, go back to
sleep. Man.
Yeah.
Hey, man,
on the damn
brownies,
you sent me.
Man, he just carries me and my boy, man. Willie, what's going on, man? Why is he tripping, man?
I don't know why he's tripping. That's a low down son of a bitch. I know you're in. You know you're in. Everybody that got that waiting line know you're son of a bitch. What?
Yeah, man. All I remember is he texted me. He said, I need to talk to you. Call me on the landline, man. So I call him on the landline, and he says, I'm not going to be able to pay you the $50 for the brownies, man. And then he mutes me on the mic.
Hey, I ain't gonna pay you for the brownies you sent me neither, man. Cause you didn't send no instructions on the brownies, man. I woke up outside on the porch with a pistol in one hand and my drawers, man.
Why are you wearing boy shorts, man?
Hey, everyone, calm down 1 second. Let me take control of the show again. Let me take control of the show. Hey, would you shut the hell up, Miss Ma'am? Just be quiet 1 second. I hate to put you guys on mute now. Don't make me put y'all on mute, because I will mute every. I'll mute Miss Ma'am, and I'll mute really after
for sure. I'm trying to help you, Chuck.
Miss Ma'am. Okay, thank you. Thank you, baby. I appreciate it. Now, I got one thing to say to everybody out there. I want to say something to Harold. I want to say something to my man, Antonio Slim. I want to say something to Rashid, because Rashid's still on the phone. He has an interview to do, and we got to get his interview on. So, hey, Antonio, I want you to give your social networks out right now, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I just got a phone, but you know, you can go ahead and hit me up on my website, www.antonioslim.net. You know what I'm saying? Hit me from there. You want to hit me on Twitter, Antonio_Slim. My Instagram is Slim_Scorsese. That's SLIM_SCORSESE.
What in the hell is going on?
I don't know, but I'm gonna mute everybody out. I got the phone that it was coming from, so okay. Okay, now what were you saying, brother? Go ahead and I'm sorry for the noise in the background. But go ahead and finish up, man.
I mean, like I said, AntonioSlim.net. Hit me on Twitter at Antonio_Slim. My Instagram is Slim_Scorsese. That's Scorsese. Also, get a like the Antonio Slim page. And I mean, fuck, man. I can be reached by any way, man. So
hello.
Hit me up. Holler at me.
Okay, you're back on. I don't know what happened. Something happened to the phone. I don't know. Okay, Antonio, were you done?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's all my social networks, man. I mean, I pretty much respond to everybody, man. I respond to everybody, you know. So you hit me, I respond back
cool.
to you.
Cool. Thanks a lot, Antonio. We enjoyed you on the show tonight, man. You had a wonderful interview. You did good, man. So I want to say salute to you, brother. My head goes off to you. And also,
okay.
What you need to do is give me a call. Give me a call maybe tomorrow, Antonio, and we'll talk tomorrow, all right?
All right, no doubt. Hit me up. I'm out, though, man. Y'all be easy, man.
All right.
Keep
rocking. No doubt.
Peace.
Sure, thank
you. You come back now. You do another call.
Where's my guy, Rashad? Let's get Rashad on the phone right quick. His phone was the one making all that racket out there. Rashad, are you there?
I'm here, bro. I'm good.
Yeah, okay, Rashad. Man, I had to put you on mute, man. Your phone was doing some crazy stuff, but now it's not. Rashad,
it was my phone.
We haven't heard from you in a long time, brother. What's up?
But not much, man. You know what I'm saying? I've been busy, man. You know, I stay working, man. You know, no days off, man. 25/8. You know what I'm saying? I'm scared of sleep because
right,
that's the cousin
right.
of death. You feel me? You know.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? Making it happen. Making it happen. You know.
Hey,
Rashad. We haven't talked to you in a long time. Since the last time I talked to you, you've been making shoes over there. You've been making shoes, and you got a new magazine. Tell us about your magazine, about the shoes, bro.
Okay, the magazine is called Poster Magazine. Like I said, the website is Post, P-U-L-S-E, the T-H-E magazine, online.com. The first issue came out September the 1st. We're in the process of making the second issue come out, which will be October the 1st. And the Silverback tennis shoes, you can go on, you can order those. They made in Italy, so you know what I'm saying, real leather. So you can go ahead and go on Facebook at Silverback Shoes. That's S-I-L-V-I-R back B-A-C shoes. The Twitter and the Facebook form, and put your order in it. You know what I'm saying? We accommodate you any size, unisex, female, males, whatever. You know, currency, Europe, American, everything. You know, we accept it all.
Hey, man, you take food stamps?
No, not food stamps for shoes, man. Not food stamps for shoes.
Oh,
wow,
man. You said you took anything, man.
You now tuned into Nerve DJ's Radio.
Wow.
NerveDJ.com.
Wow. My man just asked you to take food stamps for shoes. I heard it all. Okay, guys. I got a question for you, Rashad. Now, you've been on the show before, so you got a song. What's the name of the song you got?
I sent you two tracks. I think I sent you one called Time's Up, and I sent you one called You. So you can start with either or of those, though, you know what I'm saying? Because they both in heavy rotation on, you know, different radio stations and stuff like that.
Okay.
So, yeah, you can start with either
one. Oh, wow. You know what? I got one called Time Up. You want to introduce that song right quick? Okay. Go ahead and give me a real quick on this.
Yes, just. Okay, this is DJ Black Caesar Show. This is my show, song called Time's Up, featuring Kansas Smith and JB the Beast. You heard it first, world premiere, DJ Black Caesar Show. Play it, roll it.
Yeah. It's your boy. Pinocchio, habitualized, talking that crack shit on records when you ain't got that life. Ain't never seen a Pyrex draw out of science class, a triple beam nor a fish gear, unless you Googled it. Stuck on the digital, cause you have no ambition or motivation. Only taste the product cause it was Johnson & Johnson. Clueless with the white girl like Stacey Dash, on how to whip up or a stovetop or a microwave. Pluck a pressure or blunt roller, only director starts as a cross serve. Stuck in the 90s, get right on 20s, find Michael J. Fox and get back to the future, niggas. Screaming Louis Vuitton, Gucci debt with your dress code is strictly Gen X. The only ice you touch is off the freezer. Perpetrating the scriptures, flashing sex and buying bottles, spending real money. Letting them bitches lick you up and spit you out like a sucker. Go home broke, playing house and still gotta jack off. Why me, JB the Beast and Candy Smitty? Still fuck your bitch, have a love and a crew, screaming Team Skrilly. Only chop off an XP and being 50 deep. When the funk jump off, you the first one hot like nah. They shoot. Instead of having heart, stick about a G code and bust that you down, giving out names, copping peace with a D6. Wonder why an opinion getting the asshole dug out. Pitching and receiving the cigarette packs, case the noodles, a box of roots.
Time, let's not make it a problem. Only union is our work and I resemble the hopper. I'm America's product, that ain't nothing like Gotham. We all serve and protect, middle finger to coppers. Just me and my niggas.
gigs and we running the shit. No baton that I'm passing, man, you know what it is. A takeover, make room, the break's over. Trying to live a high life, something like a case smoker. Case over, no debate, but you can remain social. We see the change, though the same, you niggas Sammy Sosa. So confused on Pro Tools and you still whack. Swipe the swag and still ain't got it, that's what you really lack. Slow beginners, ain't eating, give them Similac. Words deep and they listen like Simba's dad. Brilliance, how I do it with my thrilling ass. And anytime I gave you wasted here, take it back.
Time's up, yeah. Time's up, time's up, time's up, yeah.
DJ Butter Rock, man, official Nerve DJ, Coast DJ,
CX1 DJ representative, man. And you know, I'm here holding it down, man. I do mixtapes. I do a lot of shit, man. Y'all Google my name, man. Y'all know who I am, man. That's DJ Butter Rock.
Right.
DJ Butter Rock. And my nigga Black Caesar, I hold it down for him. I'm out here grinding in Atlanta.
Butter Rock's been on this show before too. If you guys remember, Butter Rock's been on the show before. So Butter Rock is like, he's been here before, so he's family. Now, Willie. Okay, Willie, you got to control your language, man, because you're getting a little out of hand. And, Miss Mail. Wow. What, Willie? Hey, Willie, let's go to the news. Hey, Willie, let's go to the news right quick. Let me see if my girl's out there. Las Vegas in the house. What's up, Stacey?
How
you doing, Stacey?
I'm doing good, Stephen. How's everybody doing?
Hey, you know what? Wow, I'm sorry. I just cut his mic off because his phone was real staticky. I'm cutting back on. Let him finish what he's going to say. Harold, your mic is on.
Hey, man, that's not my mic breaking up, man. How are you, Stacey?
Hey, Harold, every time I cut your phone off, the noise goes away. So.
Oh, man, that's the metal plate, man. It must be the metal plate, man. I was in a bad car accident when I was a kid, man.
Wow, okay, Stacey, what's going on, baby? How you doing?
I'm doing good. How's everybody doing tonight? And you know what? That last song that you played, that was Rashid, right? That was hot.
Yes,
I was hip-hopping my music, waiting for to come on, and yeah, that was pretty hot. I like it. Headbang.
Yeah, that was
hot.
There was a whole thing
with you and Gucci going back and forth, and Gucci said that his account got hacked. But you said y'all had actually had a big argument right before. So what's your take on that whole situation when you said it was hacked?
I don't have no take on it. Honestly, it was over with. That man in jail,
yeah.
I don't want to say nothing about nobody that's incarcerated that can't defend themselves.
I feel you, man. Were you surprised he was denied bail?
I ain't know she just said so.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. What's the best for him? I ain't even paying attention to him. I'm focused, though.
I feel you. So, who's the Brick Squad these days?
Who's Brick Squad?
Yeah.
Monopoly.
Brick Squad Monopoly. That's what I'm saying.
That's Brick Squad.
Right. But who are all the members?
A lot of Wu, Chaz, Frenchie, Fetty Gang, Dirt Gang, Cooked Up, Money Mouse, Cartel, Cartier, 808 Mafia, Blair. Let's go crazy, Huey, like Ace Fresh,
yeah.
Joey. Still down, like, who loves you more? You want some more?
Yeah, keep going.
You want some more?
Yeah.
All right, Sugar Shane. We're going dumb. Want some more? Fly Time. They want some more? Like, what they want, man? You know what I mean? Just on Benji, like, shit crazy.
I feel you. You know, I mean, when you first came out and All Let's Do It came out, a lot of people were like, all right, this is cool. You know, this is a dude that probably going to have a single, and, you know, you might not hear from him again. But then suddenly it was just hit after hit after hit after hit. I mean, all your joints are gone, what? Gold or better?
That's right.
How many gold singles now?
Over five.
Wow. I mean like, how did you really kind of come out of nowhere and just keep getting single after single like that?
I guess because I don't try to sell them a rapper lifestyle. I sell them my lifestyle. My lifestyle from entertainer to the person that they want to buy into it. And I keep it so real with the fans that they can't remember buying into it. They want to keep seeing me succeed and exceed high expectations.
Sure.
You know, I go super hard.
Well, what's like the craziest thing a female fan has ever done? Like at a show or after a show?
Wow. Well, you heard it right there. Waka Flocka didn't have much to say about Gucci because he's going to be politically correct also. So.
Now, he was politically correct. I'm sorry, Susan. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but he was politically correct on that TV show. But if you, I mean, I'm sorry, on the, I think that was The Breakfast that he was listening to. That was The Breakfast Club.
Right.
But in other places, like in BET and, you know, on any of the online, you know, BET Online, and he's coming out saying that, you know, quote unquote, he's MTV as well. He's Gucci Mane has lost his noodles. Quote unquote, I don't wording he came up with.
Wow.
Flat out, and
wow.
Then said he would never work with him again. So now I understand him being politically correct on the Breakfast Club. You kind of, you know, choose your battles, but
yeah. I did hear him on a couple of different shows, and then he also said when the man asked him, like he asked within an interview, he was like, Gucci Man, you guys are ranting and faping on Twitter. He was like, but you said, Gucci Man said that somebody hacked into his account. And then he said, no, there was no way because we were arguing way before that. And Gucci Man was using all kind of profanities at him. So I think Gucci Man was just fed up with him. And he was fed up with him, fed up with his mom. But you know what? He was through with him. And I think that's what they're both saying right now. They're through with each other. So Waka Flocka said he'll never work with him again. And then Gucci Man said the same thing about him. So I don't see who's the winner there, because I think both of them are pretty decent artists to work with. If you're going to work with an artist, I think both of those artists right there, Gucci Mane and Waka Flocka, will be great to work with. And I do know both of them, and I know they're good people, so I don't know what the deal is all about. But I'm not in that circle and that clique, so I really can't explain it. But it is sad to see two guys that grew up together get all out of hand. Like, cause, yeah, it is bad. So that's all I got to say on that.
Well, yeah, it seems though he's had quite a bit of a you know, with the addiction. He says he's had an issue, and he admitted this too. He had an issue where he's been addicted to lean for the past 10 years, and he says that's what's causing him to act out in that way. But this isn't his first stint in rehab. He's been in there a couple of years ago, so I'm hoping maybe after this time he'll kind of get it together.
Well, you know what, man? I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna leave it alone. I'm gonna say I never seen Lil Wayne do all that. Now I'm gonna leave it alone.
Hey, yes,
hey,
yes.
Is that being politically correct right there? I said Lil
yes,
Wayne, and I left it alone.
We'll take it.
Yeah.
It's not the only one.
He's saying. How about Willie, man? Willie's got a real bad problem, man. He needs some help too, man.
Yeah, Willie's on crystal meth thing, though, man. I think those are two different things. I don't think they really. I think crystal meth thing, you just basically need to kill yourself because that's a drug.
Yeah.
Hey, let me get my man on the phone. Where you at, Josh? The Don. Where you at? Yo, the Don. Are you out there? Okay. Miss Stacy, was that it? Did you have any more?
No, I think we were just going to touch on Gucci Mane today. There's a lot going on out there right now, but I think that one is the one that's kind of every couple of updates, my news flash is hitting me. There's just something going on with him completely. I do find it interesting, though, that he's in jail. He's incarcerated right now, but yet his Twitter is still constantly being updated. I mean, where do they do that at?
Hey,
you know what?
You can do that in there.
You can do that in jail.
Who is that talking? You can. Rasheed. You can do that in there.
Rasheed, you're right.
That's me.
Absolutely.
Rasheed, you can
check
do that.
Wow, man. I've never been to jail, man. I'm glad you guys know what's going on, man.
Oh, wow.
Hey, guys, check it out. You can take a phone in a jail, but if you get caught with that, you can get more time checked on to what you're already in jail for, because they don't play it. That's an escape. They take that as escaping from jail. So you just escaped from jail, got on the phone. You just escaped.
Hey, man, I got a question, man.
Harold, what is up with you, man? Why do you keep cutting me off?
Man, because you won't let me get a word in, man.
Hey, dude, you haven't talked all night because you're stoned out of your mind. I talk, man. When I got my chance to talk, I talk. So I don't know about you, but it seems like you don't want to be on the show no more.
Hey, man, but breathe, man. You got to breathe, man. You're not even pausing, man. Remember, watch your breathing, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Harold, go eat a brownie.
Shut your ass up and take your damn nap or something.
Wow.
The brownies haven't hit him just yet.
Did you hear Miss Ma'am, Harold? Wow.
Yeah, man,
okay,
she's talking to you, man.
Miss Ma'am said, I'm not talking to Caesar, I'm talking to you.
I'm on Caesar
time, baby,
because Caesar
paying my bill.
Oh, whoa. Hey, well, do me a favor, I'm having a hard time understanding you. Can you put your dentures in?
Wow. Wow.
This shit crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey,
who are you,
bro?
Hey, Judge.
Come on, baby.
Judge, what you drinking on over there?
Double Bombay Sapphire.
Yeah.
And look, I need a granddaughter like you.
A granddaughter?
Hey, guess what, Judge? I'm not guilty.
I'm not guilty.
Fuck this shit.
Niggas ain't guilty.
I do not do that bullshit anymore.
You don't?
No.
Hey, but you know what? You're right, because I've been watching TV in the daytime.
Bro, give me a picture, bro.
No, it's on. They're playing not reruns.
Are you a real player?
Well, our memories started to kick in. You feel me?
Are you a real player?
Yeah, see, look, the bad picture, man.
Wait,
give me a good picture, man.
Wait, this is my 50-year-old wife.
You said take a picture of what?
With her on the clear.
All right.
You want to talk about with her on the clear? This is my 50-year-old wife.
Oh, 50? She ain't 50.
She's 50.
She's not 50.
She
ain't 50.
She's bad.
She is not 50.
You talk about an old man and a bad motherfucker. Yo, come back.
Proud of the young ladies, man.
Get closer, huh?
I get closer. One more.
Come, oh, hell yeah. Make old man feel like a good motherfucker.
Hey, that's what we like to hear. That's right.
I went to John.
Hey, you know what, Gad?
And who are you?
Woo!
Shit. I keep telling my boys to prank somebody.
I'm sorry, Gad. I had to cut that off because Judge Joe Brown was making a complete idiot out of himself. Did you hear the profanity he was using? I mean, dude, that said that that's an icon right there. That guy was very Richard Berry.
You gonna tell Willie not to curse? And you gonna let this damn judge come on here and curse like that? See,
hey, you know what? Hey, you know what, ma'am? Miss ma'am? This is the DJ Black Caesar Show and Friends. The Friends are, they really don't have too much to say about anything when it comes to what DJ Black Caesar does, all right? So we can work that out.
Yeah,
we can all work it out. Hey, Rashid, yeah. We can work that out. We all got together, okay? But anyway, Judge Joe Brown was kind of like making a fool out of himself. But did you hear what he said? He doesn't work for those MFs anymore. He doesn't do that anymore. And what he was talking about.
Yeah.
He doesn't, that's real. And all the noise in the background. Yeah, and all the noise in the background, those were two blonde-haired chicks, and he was taking pictures with, and looks like he was flirting with them also. I don't know if he was or wasn't, but it looked to me like he was flirting with them. So, and Judge Joe Brown is still married, man. So he's married to a 50-year-old Caucasian woman, and he was making a complete idiot out of himself. And I bet you when she seen it, she was like, wow, man, that's completely idiotic. But he was out in the town, and he was drunk. He drank too many Bombays, double Bombays. He got a little against his touch to himself, and that's what you do when you get a little bit into your system. You get crazy like Willie. So anyway, check it out, man.
Hold up, goddamn Caesar. You don't sit and talk about my damn business like that, goddamn radio. I don't give a damn who show it is. It's my goddamn business. You hear me?
I hear you, man. I hear you. I got you.
Wow.
I hear you, brother. I hear you, man.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, check it out. I got something else for you guys right quick. This is DC on the phone. This is going to be funny right here, guys. Check it out. I got DC, man. I don't even know if he knows I got this recorded. If you listen to the show, DC, hey, man, I didn't mean any harm when I recorded this, man. But you a funny dude. That's all I got to say. Check him out, man. This is DC in raw form. Check him out.
Are you there? And you're a specialist, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, now the problem is I caught an infection in one of my testicles, and it actually swelled up to the size of a grapefruit. Now the problem is one of my testicles is the size of a plum, and the other one is the size of a grapefruit, and what's going on is every time I urinate, I'm actually urinating on one of my testicles, so we need to correct this problem. What do you suggest to do?
Yes, what do you
Okay, the problem is that I'm urinating. landing on one of my testicles.
Uh-huh.
I might need a catheter. Can you guys send me the catheter?
No, you
can't.
You don't want to.
Yes, there's a patient. I caught an infection on one of my testicles.
Wow.
One of the testicles. It's right on the side of my other testicle. One is about the size of a plum, and the other one is the size of a grapefruit. But the problem is when I urinate, I'm actually urinating on one of my testicles. Do I put ice on it? Does that help the swelling? Or, I mean, what do I need to do? Okay, do you have any medicine you can send me out? Because already I'm using Viagra and it's causing a lot of problems.
Can you let him know what's going on? Yeah, you guys got my man's balls swole up, and he wants to get them back down to normal size. Sir? I didn't quite hear that, sir. Hello?
Wow.
Wow. Hey, I got that right there, brother. You can believe that. We're gonna play that this week on the show, man.
Wow. That dude is insane. But that was DC the Music Man, and he was check it out, guys. He was on the phone with some guy called him up about a hip replacement, and DC took him through the took him around the circle. Talking about his balls was closed. So he probably had that guy on the phone really, really confused. Come on, guys. Let's take a phone call right quick. I got somebody on the phone. Hold on. Let's see. Let's take 240. 240. Where are you at? 240. 240, your mic is on.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing? Who is that?
It's Debbie.
Hey, how do it is? That's Miss Mullen. How you doing, Miss Mullen?
Fine. How are you, Caesar?
How you doing, baby? How you doing, baby?
I'm doing good.
Ow!
Hey, Daddy.
Hey, Stacy.
Wow. It's good. It's great to have a big family. It's just good. Hey, what's going on, darling? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I wanted to let everybody know about the A&R Review magazine coming out in January.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go ahead and let them know. What's up, baby?
Well, you know more about than what I do. I was hoping you would help me out here a little bit.
I can do that. Well, where do you want me to start? You want me to start in the beginning, or you want me to take it to the end, or you want me to take all of it? Okay, anyway. Let me call again. She wants to give a shout-out to A&R Magazine, the magazine that is going to be intact with everything that's going on around all genres of music. We're going to cover everything. Also, we're going to cover, we're going to have a cooking pages in here, teaching you how to cook or how to make a fast meal. And we're going to have fine cigars in there if you're a Cuban smoker. We're going to have a little bit about that in there, about cigars. We're also going to have, if you're a guy like me and you like to sit back and drink wine, we're going to have a wine section in there. And then we're going to cover the rest of it in music and interviews. And, wow, we got a lot going on. Stacy, you're one of the editors. Why don't you tell them a little bit about it, Stacy?
Oh, I'm real excited about it. We've got a lot of good things coming up, a lot of really great people to work with, good music out there, fantastic interviews. You know, it's just it's really going to be exciting, and I think it's going to hit out in January, and I'm just really looking forward to it. You guys should really think about Debbie, you're working with sales on that, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Yes, ma'am. She was just made team leader over the sales position, so she's the one in charge of that.
Girl.
So I told her that you want to be in sales, and
I want to be in sales, and DC wants to be in sales. Harold wants to be in sales. So we're good, man. She's gonna put us on in sales. So basically, we're gonna take care of her. We're gonna show her what we can do.
That's it.
So
it's real.
Yeah. I just sent over the list of all the ads to her so she can see what we got going on. But I sent it to you also, Stacey, and you got it. You thought it was funny because I think I sent it to you like about three times, and it was revised every time.
You on the ball, hey, Stacey. You on the ball.
Yeah, the reason I did it that time because I want to add Miss I can't even think of your name, Debbie. I wanted to add Debbie's name to the list, and then I didn't even have your name correct, Stacey. I had Stacey P, and
you want
to go with
that.
So we want to go with Stacey D.
You're eating too many of those brownies.
Yeah,
that's what it is. Yeah,
brownies,
you know.
Man. I got some of the magical brownies. I can't lie. I got some of the magical brownies, and I just been messed up ever since, man. That dude got some brownies.
Where's the love at?
Running around the...
Where's the love at? Somebody got shipped some brownies. I know I didn't.
I was thinking that you think.
Yeah, Harold is one heck of a guy. Anyway, we don't want to get him started. Anyway, guys, it's been a wonderful show. Everybody's been tuned in tonight. I enjoyed the show. Rashid, can you come forward and let everybody know what your social networks are, though?
Oh, geez, man, I got so many. Okay, I'm going to just give a few. My Twitter is Khalid Rashid, K-H-A-L-I-D, Rashid, R-A-S-H-E-E-D. The number's 1-7-17. My Facebook is Khalid, the same, .Rashid.777. The Instagram is Kokalees, is K-O-K-O-A-L-E-A-V-E-S, and everything else, you can just Yahoo, Google, and Bing, Kokalees, or Khalid Rashid, and we'll get you there, you know?
That's what's up, man, because that's exactly what I did. I just Googled it, and everything came up for me, and I went to where I wanted to go. So I'm sure you guys out there listening in, if you want to find out about my man Rashid Khalid, all you got to do is Google search his name. He's everywhere, man. So this guy's out there for real, for real. And the reason why we got him on the show tonight is because he wanted to tell you guys about the magazine. And also, you can find me in an October issue of the magazine, also in the last month's issue also. So we're going to kind of like work together hand in hand with the magazine deal. He will be in our first issue of our magazine, the A&R Review. We're going to show love back to him, so he's going to be in that magazine. And, you know, Rashid, we're just going to work together, man. You know, working alongside of you is my big boy, my big brother. We're going to work beside of you, and you can give us some stuff about the virtual magazine because we still need that information. So we're going to work together
as
a team, man. Play together. Yeah. And we're going to help each other promote.
Yeah.
We're going to help each other with the promotions and all that. So, like you, I'm gonna put your promotion together tomorrow. For your website, and I'll start promoting that starting tomorrow. And also, guys, check out my man Capital A. Capital A is out there doing big things. Capital A just had his third interview, a couple nights ago. Check him out. He has a fourth interview coming up with on Miss Bible Princess, Miss Trotter. He'll be on her radio station. She has a TV station. She has a radio station. So her stuff will be live aired on the internet as far as television. And my man Capital A is going to be doing a phone interview. So it's going to be the first time they did a phone interview on television. We'll be the first person, people breaking that in. Also, I want to give shouts out to Miss Billups, Miss Trotter, because she's really on top of it. She's a hardworking girl. And I just want to give shouts out to everybody working for the A&R squad, for DJ Black Caesar, for Black Caesar Records, Hot Tracks Records out there with DC Productions. You guys are doing a wonderful job. Well, we know we need to get with you guys, but we're going to get with everybody out there who's listening in. We're going to get with you guys and tell you what the next move is. And everybody working with the A&R magazine, I think we're going to have a meeting this Saturday. But I'll get back to you guys. And if you don't have the number, I'll send you the conference call number so everybody can call in the number at the same time. And we'll have that meeting. And basically, it's going to be for Miss Debbie to meet everybody because Debbie hasn't met everybody yet. And we want to let her know that we are going to work together close by her and see what she has in store for us, and we're going to make everything happen. So anybody out there that wants to get with me, get at me at 662-995-0679. Again, that number is 662-995-0679. 1-800-878-9779. And also, if you want to get with my man DC or Harold, you can get at him through me, and I'll get at him. If you want to get these girls on the phone right now, Stacy and Debbie, all you got to do is check them out online. You guys, for right now, I think I'm going to go back in there. I'm going to thank everybody for being on the show tonight. So you guys can check that out, and then it'll link you back to their pages. So everybody that's been on the show tonight, I thank you all. You guys have been wonderful. And let's keep on trucking like we've been trucking, man. Let's keep on making this the best show on the Internet, on Blog Talk Radio, the DJ Black Season Friends Show. I have the best friends in the world, man. With Harold, Willie.
Wizard.
Yeah, Willie. What's up, Willie?
You got
trucking
and everything. You got, what you got going on? You got
an
18-wheeler?
No, Willie. Hey, Willie, I got a question for you. I got a question for you, Willie. Why would I have an 18-wheeler? What's up with that, man?
You said I'm going to keep trucking, Caesar. I'm about to go get in my goddamn truck right now. I'm trying to figure out what the hell you're talking about. Where
well, you
going?
Know what? Willie. This guy has something else. The rest of the world don't take it like you, Willie. You take stuff a little too serious. You take stuff when you say go jump the lake. You actually go jump in a lake, but you know, the rest of us, we don't do that. We know it's just a figure of speech. Go jump in the lake. Go jump in the lake. Jump
off
the
water. Oh, no, man. Hey, man, you're confusing me, too, man. You're talking about jumping in lakes and going fishing and swimming, and you got a tractor trailer now, man?
No, Harold. And just keep you right, Miss Ma'am.
Just keep me on the show. You need to get them off the show. They just abusing me. I mean, my grandchildren hear this every night.
Wow, man. Hey, can she put her teeth in, man? I'm like freaked out, man. I can't understand her, man.
Yeah, my oldest
grandson,
he's 32 years old. Oh. He can listen to that show. He gets from bad influence.
Wow, man. Hey, I know why she has her teeth out, man. She's over there with Willie.
Don't say that.
Willie, what are you
doing,
Willie?
I'm right here, Taylor. I'm listening. This. I don't want to tell her nothing bad on the show, Caesar. I want to respect old Matt. I want to respect her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you, Willie. Hey, Willie, are you over there being naughty with Miss Ma'am?
No, Caesar. No, we're drinking. What the hell do you think I'm doing?
Oh,
yeah, man, that's why he's drinking like that, man. They're having a party, man.
Hey, Miss Ma'am, Harold, Willie, hold on for a second. Willie's still with his sister. He doesn't want to cheat on his sister with you, Miss Ma'am. So he can't do that.
I'm going to tell you something. I ain't thinking about
Willie's ass. Oh, well, I know. You're thinking about something else. I know you're not thinking about his ass. Wow, man. He was in jail.
Yeah,
I hope you're not thinking about that.
You would be honest with you. See, I'm thinking about you, baby.
Me? Why me? Why me? Why am I in the equation?
Man, you know, you got a lot of pressure on you, see, and you need to get it off.
Oh, wow. I got you, baby. I got you. Hey, guys. This lady just said I had a lot of pressure. Okay, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to the DJ Black King of Space Show. It's been a wonderful night. We're going to end it with my man's song right quick so I can find it again. Let me go back to it. We're going to end it with my Steve's song. Let's get it up. Okay. We're going to end it with Rashid's song. That's what's up.
Yeah. It's your boy. This Pinocchio, ho, ritualized. Talking that crack shit on records, we ain't got that life.
ain't never seen a Pyrex draw out of science class. A triple beam nor a fish gift unless you Google it. Stuck on the digital cause you have no ambition or motivation. Only taste the powder cause it was Johnson & Johnson. Clueless with the white girl like Stacey Dash on how to whip up or a stovetop or a microwave. Pluck a pressure or blunt roller on the director starts as a cross serve. Stuck in the 90s, still riding on 20s. Find Michael J. Fox and get back to the future, niggas. Screaming Louis this, Gucci that when your dress code is strict in Gen X. The only ice you touch is off the freezer. Perpetrating the scriptures, flashing sex and buying bottles, spending real money. Letting them bitches lick you up and spit you out like a sucker. Go home broke, playing house and still gotta jack off. Why me, JB the Beast and Candy Smitty? Still fuck your bitch, have a love and a crew, screaming Team Skrilly. Only chop off an XP and being 50 deep. When the funk jump off, you the first one hot like nah. They shoot. Instead of having heart, stick about a G-code and bust that you down, giving out names, copping peace with a D-text. Wonder why an opinion getting your asshole dug out. Pitching and receiving the cigarette packs, case of noodles, a box of hoops.
Time to leave. Time's up. Make it a problem. Only union is our work, and I resemble the hive. But I'm America's product. That ain't nothing like Gotham. We all serve and protect. Middle finger to cop. It's just me and my niggas, and we running the shit. No baton that I'm passing, man. You know what it is. A takeover, make room to break over. Trying to live a high life, something like a case smoker. Case over, no debate, but you can remain social. We see the change, though the same, you niggas Sammy Sosa. So confused on Pro Tools and you still whack. Swipe the swag and still ain't got it, that's what you really lack. Slow beginners ain't eating, giving Similac. Words deep and they listen like Simba's dad. Brilliance, how I do it with my thrilling ass. And anytime I get you wasted here, take it back.
Time's up, yeah.
With them 16s, hot, but I'm on some cool shit. Only me and my bitch, you can say we kinda coopish. That Nina knocked the top off your dome, leaving them roofless. Smoking, it's not a joke. Who burning down the booth is? That nigga know for spitting that dope. Find me where truth is. In between, we're for sale and we're truth is. Pussy mouths, we airing them out, fucking them loose lips. Breaking niggas like change from a cashier. A couple hundred something homicides just last year. Not too many last year. Ain't nothing sweet about. Everybody wanna be about it, shit, the streets is crowded. Getting dangerous, aiming back, if they aiming us, bang with us. That's how you niggas ain't, it's cause it's painting us. It's not an option, niggas, your time's up. Time ticking, JB dropping bombs, bruh.
Time's up, 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 yeah. It's my fucking time, y'all done had. Time, y'all done had y'all time up. This my fucking time, y'all done had y'all time up. This my fucking time, y'all done had y'all time up.